This is Yang Cho, and I am here to show you how you can connect to Microsoft Azure Virtual Networks. After you have authenticated yourself into Microsoft Azure Management Portal, you can go ahead and scroll down on the left navigation pane to Networks page. From here, click plus new. We are going to create two virtual networks, and we use custom create. The first one is going to call VNet1. And the location is West US. For DNS, we are going to call it DNS1 with the IP address 10.1.0.10. Next, for address space, VNet1 will use 10.1x with /16, which gives us 64K IP addresses. And for the subnet1, /19, which gives us 8,000 IP addresses, which is fine. We're going to click OK and let Azure go ahead and create the virtual network for us. Once it's created, we can go ahead and with the other one, which again from plus new, do a custom create. We are going to give it a name called VNet2, and this time we'll put it in Japan East. For the DNS, this will be DNS2. And with the IP address 10.2.0.10. The address space for VNet2 will be 10.2x, and again use /16 as a subnet mask, which gives us 64K IP addresses. And again, for the subnet /19 is fine. We're going to click OK. Once Microsoft Azure has created these two virtual networks, we are going to connect each as a local network for the other virtual network. In other words, to connect these two, we will need to present VNet2 in respect to VNet1 as a local network. Vice versa, for VNet2, VNet1 will present itself as a local network. While we're waiting, we can go ahead and create a local network. And again, you can do plus new or just click add a local network. So for VNet1, if we just do next, the VNet1 address space is 10.1.0.0 and /16. At the same time, we also need to provide a gateway address to connect to VNet1. In this case, we can simply put in a placeholder. This can be any IP address at this time, as long as it's not within VNet1's address space, which is 10.1x. So we're just going to put it, for instance, 1.1.1.1. This is good because this is a placeholder. Later, when we generate a gateway, we will then update the actual gateway address. So we're going to OK that. We can go ahead and click plus new again to create another local network. This will be VNet2. And again, this is a placeholder. We can do, let's say, do a 2.2.2.2. That is fine. And for VNet2, the IP address space is 10.2.0.0 and /16. There we go. And OK that. So these are two local network for us to do VNet to VNet connection. So go back to the virtual networks. At this time, we're ready to connect them. So what we'll do for VNet1, let's go ahead, go to its dashboard and look at the configure page. Here, scroll down a little bit. This is where we enable site-to-site connectivity. And in this case, we are saying we're going to connect VNet1 to a local network, which is VNet2. So we simply select that. And we are going to add a gateway subnet. Right, and let's go ahead and save the configuration. At the same time we go to VNet2, we're going to do the same. So in configuration page, scroll down a little bit, we are going to connect VNet2 to VNet1. And the gateway address has automatically put in for us. We are going to save the configuration. So at this time we are ready to generate the gateway. So let's go to VNet1, and here's the gateway. So let's go ahead and generate the gateway. And we will use dynamic routing. We're going to OK that. So this would take about 15, sometimes even up to half hour for it to generate the gateway. And we are going to do the same thing with VNet too. So let's go ahead and click Create Gateway and use dynamic routing. And we are going to let this gateway generation process to run for quite a few minutes. All right, Azure has finished generating gateways for us. It took about half hour. So for VNet 1 connecting to VNet 2, VNet 1 has the gateway address of 23.99.52.47. So this is the address. We need to go back and update VNet 1 as a local network. That will be the device for connection. So let's go ahead and go back to the local network. And for VNet 1, this is the address that we need to change. So let's go ahead and do edit. And we are updating this address. So I'll copy and paste it in and save it. And we need to do the same thing for VNet 2. So we click VNet 2, go to the virtual network, look at the VNet 2. And here's the IP address of the gateway. And we're going to copy that. Go back to the local area network. The local networks. And click VNet 2. Do an edit. And we are changing this VPN device IP address to the actual one. And then we're going to update that. At this time, VNet 1 and VNet 2 are ready to be connected. So what we need to do first is to provide a key such that we can do a secure connection between these two virtual networks. To do that, you will need to use Microsoft Azure PowerShell. And so you will install that. After you install that, we will run it as administrator. Here I'm going to use ISE. So let's go ahead and authenticate it in. Here we're going to provide our account. And provide the password. Now once we authenticate it in, we can go ahead and check our subscription. Another way to look at a subscription is you do have the opportunity to go to Microsoft Azure Management Portal, and then you can look at that's the subscription name. You need to use exactly the name, and it's case sensitive. In this case, we can also use PowerShell to actually query what subscription we have associated with this account that we are currently authenticated in. And as you can see here, this is the subscription name here. So you need to provide exactly the same name here. I'm going to do a copy. And then we need to select the subscription just to make sure that we're using the intended subscription. So we will use select-azure subscription. And subscription name, we're going to copy it in. And we're going to run this statement. So in this case, we have set the subscription to this particular one. The next what we need to do is to set a shared key between these two networks. And we will use a PowerShell statement to do that. Now notice I've mistyped the virtual network 2 as a VENT2. So I'm going to correctly put in that name here such that we can set the key. So let's go ahead and execute the statement. Once we finish the execution, both will have the same shared key, and then we can go ahead connect these two networks. Okay, so we finished both. The key is successfully set. So at this time, we can go back to the management portal. So we will go to VNet 1. Here, it's been connected. Look at that. And look at the VNet 2. Again, it's been connected. And that's how you connect to virtual networks.